Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome مرحبا to another episode of the series The Path of Faith and Subhanallah, we have discussed many different topics on various different subjects with regards to our beautiful Deen of Islam and its amazing values. And today we are going to talk about something that is within ourselves, fighting your inner battle. And as we should all know, that reforming ourselves and others is from the basic objectives of Islam, and fighting our own inner battle, try to reform oneself, fighting against one's nafs is one of the core objectives of this spirituality of our Islam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's first and foremost recite Salawat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before we begin to dive deep into our today's topic. In the hadith, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has stated that the one closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Reformation of oneself and the others. A large number of people have forgotten this objective today. One of the best ways to reform is to carry out the accountability of one's self. It means to contemplate over what kind of actions do I perform today. We will learn about the importance of the accountability of the nafs and our inner battle and the benefits of subduing our nafs. We will listen to the accounts of the accountability of the nafs and how our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, they would carry it out. How can we reflect upon our actions on a daily basis in today's day and age? A few facts regarding this will also be mentioned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to watch this episode right until the end with good intentions. First of all, let's listen to an account consisting of the blessings of accountability of the nafs. A person in Bani Israel was a great worshipper. He would remain engaged in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night, and he would sell a few things to people whilst roaming during the daytime. He would often say, whilst holding his nafs accountable, reflecting upon his actions, that, O nafs, fear Allah Almighty. One day, he left his house to earn his livelihood as usual. As he was walking, he reached the house of a rich person. He carried out his usual business and he called out to sell his things. When the rich person's wife saw the handsome man close to her house, she called him inside and inside her palace using an excuse, and she said, O trader, my heart has inclined towards you. I have a lot of wealth and great garments. Leave this work. I will give you silk clothes and a lot of wealth. Hearing this offer, his nafs inclined towards that woman, but instantly he said, whilst addressing his nafs as per his habit, O nafs, fear Allah Almighty. Then he replied to the woman, that I fear my Lord Almighty. The woman said, you cannot leave from here without fulfilling my desire. He again said, O nafs, fear Allah Almighty, and started to think of a way out of the situation. He eventually said to the woman, give me some time to make ablution and offer 2 rakat of salah. Upon being given permission, he performed wudu and went on to the roof after offering 2 rakat of salah there. When he looked down, it was approximately 20 yards high. He supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of helplessness. "O my Creator, I've been engaged in your worship since a long time. Grant me salvation from this calamity." Saying this, he jumped off the roof. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, "Go and save my bondman before he reaches the ground, because he jumped off out of the fear of my displeasure." Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came down swiftly, caught him and made him sit on the ground. Attaining salvation from this calamity, he happily went back to his house. When he reached home, he saw that his household were distressed due to the severity of hunger and thirst. He too sat with them. A little while later, his neighbor came and said to the worshipper, "Give me a few loaves of bread." The worshipper replied, "By Allah, we have nothing to eat. Have a look inside the oven. There's nothing to eat." The neighbor walked towards the oven and came across cooked loaves of bread. He informed the worshipper about it. When his family members saw this, they became extremely amazed. The wife of the worshipper said, "Indeed, there is no excellence of ours in this. Rather, this is all due to your blessings and saintly miracle. Please tell us, what is the secret behind this?" Thereupon, the worshipper revealed his secret and relayed the entire account due to whose blessings he was given these favors. Subhan. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this account, we learn that the one who keeps reflecting upon his actions, keeps pondering and contemplating, and keeps fearing Allah Azza wa Jalla at all times, this pious action saves him from the trials of this world and also becomes a means of benefit for him in the hereafter. Another thing we learn is that by having the habit of carrying out accountability, a person also remains protected from sins. We have just heard that when the worshipper was inclined towards the invitation of sin of the woman, then due to his habit of carrying out his own accountability, he spontaneously uttered, "O nafs, fear Allah Almighty." Then such fear of Allah Azza wa Jal dominated him that he refrained from the sin. The third fact we learn is that pious deeds always help in the times of difficulty. In fact, due to the blessings of pious deeds, help of Allah Almighty is found even in testing times. When the person jumped off the roof to attain salvation from the sin, then due to divine help, he was saved from death and physical injuries. It was intended. Subhanallah, this is the divine ordinance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal commanded Sayyidina Jibreel Islam to go and save him. It was indeed by the blessings of his pious deeds that he received the divine help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, be mindful of the fact that our Sharia does not permit us to present ourselves upon destruction. However, we should refrain from sins while reflecting upon our action and perform pious deeds abundantly. Ameen bijahin nabiyyin ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. The fourth thing we learn is that the one who refrains from sins due to the fear of Allah Almighty, He Azza wa Jal blesses him with sustenance from such places which a person cannot even imagine. The same fact has also been mentioned in the Holy Quran. In this relation, it's been stated in the second and third verse of Surah At-Talaq, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will create for him a way of salvation. In Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it is stated under this blessed verse that here a glad tiding is being given to the one who fears Allah azza wa jal, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him sustenance from such a place which is beyond his imagination. Dear viewers, we learn that abandoning sins due to the fear of Allah Almighty becomes a means for blessings in sustenance. Whoever refrains from a sin due to the fear of Allah Almighty, He Azza wa Jal blesses him with sustenance through such means which are even beyond his imagination. Today, we come across a large number of people who are facing financial problems and a lack of sustenance. Some people are struggling to meet their running expenses, and some can't save anything despite earning thousands. Some people have issues in their business, and some people have problems in running their shop. Some of us are unemployed, and some are in debt. In short, we have many people facing poverty, unemployment, and a lack of blessings in sustenance in our society. Just ponder, could our fearlessness in committing sins be a reason for this? Are our misdeeds a reason for calamities and lack of blessings in our sustenance? Sins are so prevalent in society that we seek refuge. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us refuge from this and safeguard us. Ameen bijahin nabijil ameen. Unfortunately, majority of the people are not practicing. They are neither bothered about fulfilling the rights of people, nor are they worried about abandoning the rights of Allah Almighty. Performing pious deeds has become extremely difficult for the nafs, and committing sins has become very easy. The extreme effort of trying to attain needs and facilities has rendered a large number of Muslims heedless of the hereafter. Sins such as swearing, slandering, having ill opinion, backbiting, tale-telling, looking for people's faults, spreading people's shortcomings, lying, making false promises, taking someone's possession unjustly, spilling blood, harming someone without Shari permission, not returning debt, not returning something taken from someone on a temporary basis, giving Muslims bad names, using someone's belongings without their permission despite the owner not liking it, drinking alcohol, gambling, stealing, fornication, watching films and dramas, listening to music, dealing in interest and bribery, disobeying our parents and annoying them, dishonesty in entrusting things, deceiving and casting unlawful gaze, men and women imitating each other, unveiling arrogance, jealousy, ostentation, obscenity, having grudges and malice in the heart for a Muslim, being happy upon seeing a Muslim falling ill or him receiving a pain or loss, violating the boundaries of Sharia upon being angry, having greed for sins, desiring honor, stinginess, vanity. There are so many sins that are committed quite fearlessly nowadays in the society. Due to the abundance of sins, what else will we face other than lack of sustenance and deprivation as a result? This is the question we should be asking ourselves. Due to such excess of sins, shouldn't the doors of sustenance be shut for us? It's been stated in the blessed hadith that fate changes due to dua, and a lifespan increases due to pious deeds. Indeed, a person is deprived of sustenance due to the sin that he commits. We come to know that if we desire financial prosperity and blessings, and if we want to be saved from various types of calamities and deprivation of sustenance, then we will have to abandon sins and connect ourselves to our pious deeds. The one who refrains from sins due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is given sustenance from such a place which he cannot imagine. May we become those who refrain from sins, and may our financial worries get alleviated. Ameen bijahin nabijil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there is no doubt that a great way of refraining from sins and performing abundance of pious deeds lies in contemplating and pondering over our deeds with steadfastness. The Muslim who adopts this wonderful habit and performs his self-accountability daily, his character improves itself and he starts abandoning sins. The importance of contemplating and pondering over our actions can be seen from the fact that we have been persuaded to do so in the Holy Quran and the Hadith. In relation to this, Allah Azza wa Jal states in verse number 18 of Surah Al-Hashr, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. O believers, fear Allah, and every soul must see what it has sent ahead for tomorrow, meaning for the Day of Judgment. In this blessed verse, we learn that to perform our accountability before we are held to account, that is the wise thing to do. And to contemplate on how much provision of pious deeds we have gathered to present in the court of Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment. It is stated in Tafsir Sirat al-Jinan that from this verse we come to know that contemplating and pondering for one moment is better than a great amount of zikr. Reflecting upon your deeds is a very superior action, and this is what muraqabah, contemplation, is. Even in blessed hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged us many times to reflect upon our own deeds. And in this relation, let's inshallah azza wa jal listen to some hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, when you want to perform an action, then contemplate about its results. If it's good, then go ahead and perform it. And if its outcome is wrong, then refrain from it. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, there should be such a moment for a wise person in which he carries out the accountability of his nafs. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, to contemplate about the matters of the hereafter for a moment is better than 60 years of worship. From the blessed verse, its commentary, and from the sayings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we come to know that self-accountability has been encouraged greatly in our beautiful deen. Self-accountability allows a person to avoid sins. Doing good deeds becomes easier. A person becomes mindful of fulfilling the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal and his bondmen. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases in the heart. It creates internal and external beauty in a person. A person develops a mindset of preparing for death before death. One develops a mindset of following into the footsteps of the pious predecessors. One develops good habits and a mindset of leaving bad habits. Essentially, due to self-accountability, this worldly life becomes easier and the next life becomes good as well. Subhanallah. So it's a win-win situation. This is the reason why self-accountability is greatly emphasized in our beautiful deen. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, listen to the definition of self-accountability so that we can become successful in analyzing our actions in a proper manner. So Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala writes in his famous work Ihya Ulumuddin that contemplation is done in order to recognize the abundance of actions, and the increase or decrease in actions performed is known as accountability. If a person recalls all of the actions that he carried out during the day so that he can come to know if they are more or less, this is accountability. Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuhul Aliya constantly encourages us to analyze our actions. A person should ponder and reflect over the actions of his life from a religious perspective and then attempt to rectify those actions which can prove to be harmful for the hereafter. If he recognizes any actions that are beneficial for his hereafter, then he should take steps to improve them further, refine it. There are many benefits of reflecting over one's actions with steadfastness, which is the reason why the pious predecessors, rahimahullah ta'ala, would take themselves to account with a great persistence and were never heedless in this regard. So inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, listen to some accounts of the pious predecessors in relation to this. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, who he narrates, and he states that, I went to a garden and there I heard the voice of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There was a wall between both of us, and he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was saying, Umar, the son of Khattab, and the rank of Amir al-Mu'mineen, how great indeed, O Umar. Continue to fear Allah Almighty, otherwise He will give you a severe punishment. Allahu Akbar. O devotees of the blessed companions, ponder. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, who was a beloved companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the same Farooq Azam from whose shadow shaitan runs away. The one to whom the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the glad tidings of paradise. For whom the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua that, O Allah, grant honor to Islam through Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, and in accordance to whose opinion verses of the Holy Quran descended. This is the same Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Despite possessing such a high rank and status, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu would contemplate over his actions and advise himself. And he would say, O Umar, continue to fear Allah Almighty. O Umar, continue to fear Allah Almighty. When his level of self-accountability was such, then what about us who are drowning in sins? Day and night, we are living our lives in heedlessness. We possess no good deeds. How much are we in dire need of self-accountability in comparison? Let's inshallah Azza wa Jal listen to an incident of a righteous man of Allah Azza wa Jal and how he would take himself to account. Sayyidina Tawbah bin Sima rahimahullah ta'ala began to take himself to account one day and calculated his age was 60. He then calculated the number of days there were, which came to 21,500 days. He screamed and said, Alas, if I have committed one sin every day, then I will meet Allah Almighty with 21,500 sins. And if I committed 10,000 sins every day, then what state will I be in? After saying this, he fell unconscious and passed away. The people heard someone saying about him that, O person, go towards Firdausul A'la. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, look at this pious predecessor. What concerns did he have for the hereafter, for the wrongs that would be made? And he held himself to account. And he was so concerned that in this deep concern, he even forsake this world. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all fikri akhirat. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.